Bill and Evan Morning News. Last week, we were discussing a paving project here in Pullman.
Yes.
And that K-word street came up.
Right.
I've lived here 30-some years. You've lived here, what, 10 or 12 years, 13 years. And the K-word, Kamiakin or Kamiakin.
Right.
And every time people talk about that K-word street, there's a discussion, an argument about what the proper pronunciation is. So you and I took it upon ourselves last week to do the dirty work necessary, to do the research necessary to come upon the definitive pronunciation of Kamiakin Kamiakin.
Right.
We have the results of our research now.
Yeah. What we did is we have seven living mayors. We spoke to six of them, and this is what they had to say in terms of how they pronounce. Is it Kamiakin or Kamiakin?
The K word.
The K word.
I pronounce it Kamiakin.
I usually think about it as Kamiakin.
It's Kamiakin.
Kamiakin.
Well, I say Kamiakin.
It's Kamiakin.
Wow.
So that's what the mayors said that we talked to. Five of the six living mayors said it's Kamiakin.
Wow.
So here's Carol Helm Butkus, who was mayor from 86 to 91. She says, she was the only one that says Kamiakin. Here's her reason.
If I'm hearing someone talk about it as Kamiakin, I probably would have pronounced it that way myself.
Wow. So that's what she said. She didn't hear anyone call it Kamiakin. So that's what Carol called it, was Kamiakin. She was in the minority.
Okay.
So then you got Mitch Chandler, mayor from 96 to 03. He says Kamiakin.
It's been that way ever since I've been here. I've been here 40 years, and I lived on the street for 10 years, and that's what we called it.
So if he lived on the street, you'd say, all right.
I live on Kamiakin.
Kamiakin. And all his neighbors called it that, right?
Okay.
All right, Glenn Johnson, current mayor. He's been current mayor since 2004. He also says Kamiakin. Here's why.
When I first moved to town back in 1979, I sat down with a bunch of old-timers, and they said, well, it's named after Kamiak Butte, so therefore it's Kamiakin. So I was talking to Dick Fry and Bob Smalley, and some of the people had been in town a lot longer than I had.
Okay.
So those are the old-timers that he spoke with.
Sure.
Okay, so then you've got Karen Kiesling, 1976 to 1980. She also says Kamiakin, and she says it's always been like that.
I've been in Pullman now since 1967, and that's almost since the earth was still hot, and I never heard it said this other way until the last maybe 5 years. I think it's somebody's idea of something that sounds good.
Okay. So there you go.
Wow.
Another one for Kamiakin. Then Jim Dunn, mayor of Pullman from 1966 to 1972. I thought his reason for pronouncing it Kamiakin is probably the best so far.
If you know Karen Kiesling, you know she is a woman of great intellectual power and great certitude. And if she says it's Kamiakin, you can bet your last dollar it's Kamiakin.
Jim Dunn, ex-mayor of Pullman, used to be a prof here. Last I talked to Jim, he was teaching at Lane Community College down in Eugene.
Down in Eugene. So the mayors, almost unanimous, and the ones we spoke with, Kamiakin.
Kamiakin.
Yeah.
5-1. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-1.
Yeah.
We were told, though, that there is a historian we should talk to.
Right. He is the chair of the Masters in Teaching program at Seattle Pacific University. His name is Dr. Richard Shireman. Now, he is a Northwest historian, just completed a book called Finding Chief Kamiakin, or Chief Kamiakin, however you would want to pronounce it. He is the preeminent expert with this type of stuff. We gave him a call to figure out, okay, are the mayors right? Is it Kamiakin or Kamiakin? He's the guy that would know. He's the expert, and here's what he had to say.
A lot of the pioneers did refer to him as Kamiakin. One of his sons was actually living into the 1950s. He was interviewed on tape. You can clearly hear it spoken as Kamiakin.
Wow. So despite what the old people said,
right?
Despite what five or six ex-mayors have said,
right?
Our historian is telling us they are all wrong.
The last living son of Chief Kamiakin, who was born around 1800, his last son lived into the 50s, is on tape in an interview with a historian, and there is a specific question that is, how was your father's name pronounced? And he said, Kamiakin.
Wow.